The Hook Show, number 46, U3 and Portable Apps.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Make sure you check out the website hookshow.blogspot.com for the show notes and the links about what I'm talking about today. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can click on the iTunes link, or you can put the RSS feed into your favorite podcast aggregator. Or if you like, you can even put your email address into the FeedBlitz box and an email will be sent to you when the site content is updated. I'm a member of the social community site, blueberry.com. Check out all the great shows over there at Blueberry. If you want to comment or if you have any questions about the show, you can comment on the blog site. You can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. Or we have a comment line, which is 206-350-2818. Or you can check out the site for other great ways of messaging me with Twitter, MyChingo, Facebook, all sorts of other great ways to message me if you like. Actually, on that note, I got a comment through MyChingo. It's a very interesting one. It was sent as anonymous, but I think this might be a parody or a joke. And the message reads, Steve Jobs here. You should get yourself an Apple iPod. Games, video, and music. All in size of your palm. The most popular MP3 player in the world. Who can go wrong with that? Unless you are not part of this world. Dot, dot, dot. I think I know who might have sent that one. But it was just in all fun. Yeah, if you guys would like to message me, there's all sorts of great ways. I also had a couple of messages on the call-in line, but they were incomprehensible, so I didn't want to play them on the podcast now, and I have an idea of who actually sent those. So, as a reminder, if you do want to send a comment on the call-in line, please make sure that you state your name and the message very clearly. A couple of updates. I know I've been talking about parenting at different times. We had the 2-year-old checkup for my daughter, which is actually kind of late for her. And we found out that actually she grew about an inch or so in just a little bit over a month. So she is definitely growing. And she's a little bit overweight for her class, but it's a little too early for that. And to comment on something that Adam was talking about from the last show, and that was using my mobile phone as a modem to see if I can get it to work on my desktop computer instead of having to go to the library all the time. And basically, I followed a couple of forum posts on that, and they were from 2006. I tried everything that they're saying to get it all set up, and that's to actually set it up as a dial-up network to possibly use the EVDO network or the, I think it's the 1X network, but it didn't quite work for me because it was fairly outdated, and there was a caution on these forum posts that were saying, if you're using it as a modem, you have to make sure of that you're not using it for overuse, and some people have actually had their service shut down because Verizon found out that they were using it for an external modem when they weren't necessarily supposed to because they didn't sign up for that sort of service when they signed their contract. So I think Verizon figured out that some of the people were actually using it for that kind of stuff and they shut that part down because the last forum post on that was in 2006 and I followed all the directions and it didn't quite work for me, so I don't know, maybe a little bit more investigation on that, but it seems like it's not going to work for me at this time. My topic for today, I just recently got a Cruiser Micro USB flash drive. It's a 2 GB and it's U3 smart capable, which basically, I went to Wikipedia to find out exactly what that meant. And what they're saying from Wikipedia is U3 is responsible for the development of a proprietary application design specification created for Microsoft Windows operating system, so the application can be executed directly from the specifically formatted USB flash drive. Which basically it means that when you plug this U3 drive into any Microsoft Windows machine, it actually shows up with a little application that runs automatically. It mounts itself as a CD drive, and with that you can actually run some specific applications, which is both good and bad, being that most of the machines that are out there are Microsoft Windows. It makes it so that it automatically boots some actually interesting software, but it also creates a security risk. I know on Security Now they actually talked about how U3 is such a security risk because there's different applications that can be run pretty much automatically once the flash drive is inserted into a Microsoft Windows machine. But it is an interesting idea for the people that created it. So I've been using that, and it actually comes with a couple of interesting pieces of software. The whole idea basically is that with a flash drive, all the applications or software that's being accessed on these drives is actually staying on the drives. You don't necessarily need to write to the hard drive to run these applications. So, like, for example, like for Firefox, a web browser that can be used on a portable drive, all the memory that is used for that is used from the USB drive. All your bookmarks, all your history, all that kind of stuff is actually stored on the drive. So it makes it easy so you can make it that much more portable going from computer to computer. The thing with the U3 is that, yes, it is very specifically available only for Microsoft Windows. There is a lot of different software that's available for it, and they're talking about in the U3 in the Wikipedia page about it, that there's some dispute as to exactly what kind of ways that it could be used. So if you have a U3 capable flash drive, you can actually uninstall the software if you prefer not to have it. And there is actually very comparable software to their launch pad. But with that is the whole idea of portable applications. And portable applications, like I was talking about before, is where all the software is running specifically from the drive itself. And there's a lot of different lists as to where you can get some of these different portable apps, where you can actually run a whole office suite, if you like, for OpenOffice. Let's see what they're saying on a Wikipedia page for the portable software. To be considered truly portable, a software program must not require any form of formal installation to be carried out on any computer before it can be used, with the release package only needing to be decompressed directly to the removable media before use. Settings are stored with and can be carried around with the software, i.e. they are written to the USB drive. Number 3, it leaves zero or near zero footprint on any PC it's run or after being used. So yeah, like I was saying, it can all be just specifically on the USB drive, so you can actually carry around all of this stuff on your drives. And there's a lot of different lists as to where you can get some of these different software packages, and a lot of people have different ideas as to what should be run on these, as anywhere from web browsers to games to email clients to instant messaging. I even found a version of portable Skype, which is the way you can communicate via VoIP. So it all basically depends on your needs for the different aspects of it. I'm going to list a bunch of different ones that are available that you can check out. If you think it will work for you and you have a portable flash drive, you can easily carry it around with you from computer to computer if you ever have to go to some of these public computers. For example, if you have to go to the library like I do, I like having all these different portable apps. I can download my podcast with one of the apps. I can check my email with Portable Thunderbird. I can check some calendars on another one. All sorts of different apps that are available. So, I mean, what are some of the portable apps that I use? Like I was going on the last show talking about some of the websites that I use, I'm going to tell you about some of the portable software that I use on my drive. Right off the bat, on U3, there's a couple of software programs that came with my drive, actually part of Launchpad itself. Portable Skype was on there. There's an antivirus program. I haven't run that. There's a sync app that actually used directly through U3 where you can sync up some of the folders and even some of your bookmarks. You can actually sync it from computer to computer. There's Opera, which is a cool web browser, along with Portable Firefox I'm using. Thunderbird for email, and I'm trying out Sunbird for a calendar app. I'm even using Portable GIMP, which is a graphics program, and a HTML editor called Composer. There's even one called a Shortcut Creator. The idea with a Shortcut Creator is for the portable apps that are available, they may not be directly U3 capable, but with this Shortcut Creator, you can actually make them so that they are U3 capable. Create a shortcut within your U3 Launchpad that can be used. I also have a couple of different other apps. It's always good to have a zip program, so I have 7-Zip. There's a Notepad Portable. Oh, Miranda, I am. For my podcast aggregator, there's one from Podcast Ready. It's called MyPodder. Definitely check out some of these fun little programs that are available. I'll have some links to some of the blog posts I've heard about fairly recently about, and even a podcast that talked about using portable apps and using USB flash drives. And for my ongoing segment that I've had, I've been asking my friends over at Facebook a question. And the question for this time is, what is your favorite portable app for your USB flash drive? I had Dean Jensen. He said, as a consultant, I love ClamWin, CC Cleaner, Auto Runs, and Hijack This. I'm familiar with a couple of those that he's talking about. ClamWin, I know, is an antivirus program. CC Cleaner, I think, is a very similar type program. Hijack This, I know, is a spyware checker, so you can actually see if someone is actually being hijacked by spyware type program. So definitely ones that you might want to check out if you're involved in consulting. One that I've also have that would be helpful for Dean Jensen is from GRC. It's called SpinRite. If you know anybody that's actually having some problems with their hard drive, I would definitely say check out SpinRite. It can be loaded onto a USB drive as a bootable drive, and that will actually be able to check some of the different sectors within your hard drive to see if there is a problem within that, which also means that you can also load different variations of Linux onto your portable drive if that's your so choosing to. Now to get to the next comment on that from Joel Peter Anderson, he's talking about LockNote, and he's talking about it's added to the philosophy from 43 folders of the life inside one big text file. I've not heard about this idea of putting a lot of stuff within one big text file, but I was reading about this. He added a couple of links to his post. And basically, the idea of LockNote, which it is a portable app, it's a notebook type application, but the idea is that after writing whatever note you have, but then when you save that document, it also becomes encrypted with a password that you lock it in. So it's a very interesting idea. For each new note that you create and save, it becomes a new password locked item. It's actually its own executable file. So it's a very interesting idea that it is open source. So I really enjoy those kind of things. And then I had ASCII Adam. He actually wrote in and he said, I don't have any portable apps. In fact, I have 2 1-gig flash drives and I don't even know what to do with them besides transfer between computers. ASCII Adam, I hope this podcast is very helpful to you as to different uses that you can use for your flash drive. That'll do it for the Hook Show. I hope you guys enjoyed my views about U3 and portable apps. And if you have any comments at all, make sure you call it in at 206-350-2818. Or you can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next time. Have a great day.